إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, I'm in Bangalore for the marriage of my nephew, and I want to share with you some notes that I made as advice to the married couple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the marriage in Surah Ar-Rum, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. Which means, and among his signs جل جلاله is this, that he created for you spouses from among yourselves, that you may find tranquility in them, and he has put between you love and mercy. Verily in that are indeed signs for a people who reflect. The marriage is based on three principles. The words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used in this ayah. Sukoon, mawadda, rahmah. Sukoon means tranquility. No movement away from the spouse. The heart, the eyes, the company, everything only with the spouse. You are and must become each other's best friends, confidants, supporters and advisors. No public arguments, contradicting each other before others under any circumstances. No carrying tales about each other to anyone else, absolutely anyone else, especially not to your parents. Settle differences mutually between yourselves because you are adults. If you're not adults, don't get married. Tranquility of the home is critical. No storm in the port, no running battles at home, no scoring points over one another, no power struggles at home. Don't nag. If he or she wanted a nag, he or she would have married a horse. Do the small things, those small things which are thoughtful, tender, loving, things that touch the heart. Don't do the small things, those small, petty, irritating, aggravating things that make them angry. Just because he or she is silent, it doesn't mean they're happy. Silence can hide many things, including disgust, grief, hopelessness, despair, and anger. Communicate, communicate, communicate. Don't keep it inside. It will fester and grow until it bursts. Let out the steam before it blows up the cooker. But let it out with concern. Don't blame, but talk about how it affected you. Don't say, "You insulted me." Say, "When you said that, I was very hurt." Remember that marriage is about trust. Trust means that there are no barriers between you, no defenses. So take special care because it will go straight to the heart. And no matter what, you can heal the sick, but you can't raise the dead. Words can kill more effectively than weapons, so consider carefully before speaking anything negative. Never react. Respond after thinking and only if you need to. And do that appropriately in the right place at the right time. Always defend each other. Their honor is your honor. What hurts your spouse hurts you. No arguments at the dining table and in the bedroom. Show only concern and affection. No screens, TV, phone or iPad at the dining table or bedroom. Give each other attention. Undivided attention. The next word is mawadda or love. Enjoy each other physically, mentally and spiritually. Mentally by good conversation and humor. Laugh with, not at. Never bad talk your spouse directly or indirectly. Humor is fine. Mocking is shameful. Spiritually by praying together. Couples who pray together stay together. Show love. Not on anniversaries, but every day. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. A kiss a day keeps the lawyer away. Show mutual respect in every way. Disrespecting your spouse is to insult yourself. Disrespecting your spouse is to insult yourself. Demonstrate affection appropriately and at the right time and place, but demonstrate it. Don't leave it to them to guess. Be embarrassed about disputing in public and about disobeying Allah, not about showering your spouse with affection. There's nothing cute about laughing at your spouse. It just shows that you are a lousy decision maker. If he is such a joker, why did you marry him in the first place? Change him to her, same message. Show that you trust and never betray trust. Remember that it takes a lifetime to build trust and one action to destroy it. After that, you may be forgiven, but you will never be trusted again. Don't do that to yourself. Never lie, never cheat. Always be truthful, because even if you can deceive your spouse, you can't deceive Allah. Express thanks verbally, non-verbally, and daily. Don't assume that they know. Allah knows, but He said that He would increase the blessings you show gratitude for and warned of punishment for those you don't express gratitude for. Expressing gratitude is about you and your character, not about the other. Spend time together. Love needs nurturing and nourishment, like a beautiful plant. Without that, it will wither and die. In the words of Ghalib, Mulaqatein zaruri hain, agar rishte bachane hain, laga kar bhool jane se to pauda bhi sukh jata hai. Razdani zaruri hai, agar rishte nibhane hain, rishte fursat ke nahi, tawajjo ke muhtaj hote hain. This is not Ghalib's. This is my concoction, not my words. A marriage is not a hobby. Marriage is commitment which earns huge rewards but needs attention and maintenance. It's not a machine that runs on its own. It's a beautiful rose garden that you have to tend and nurture to be able to enjoy. Others can't do it for you. You have to grow your own roses. Remember, finally, that even the most beautiful and fragrant roses have thorns. The home is not a hotel. Couples must spend quality time together every day, not just on holidays. Being bodily present before the TV, imbibing popcorn, doesn't amount to spending time together. One meal and one prayer together as a family every day is mandatory. Build this into your schedule. Change your work if you need to, but don't compromise on this. Wake up each other for tahajjud, because Allah loves the man who wakes his wife up for tahajjud and the woman who wakes her husband up for tahajjud. If you have Allah's love, your marriage can't go wrong. Don't criticize each other for anything other than violation of religious duties. Even that, don't criticize, but advise lovingly. Then make special dua for your spouse. Your spouse is your asset. Treat them like assets. Care for them, protect them, maintain them. Check on them, make sure that they are well and happy. Make sure your earning and food is always halal. It affects your marriage positively. Haram earnings and doubtful food poisons your marriage and life. Halal earnings and food have barakah. They give izzah. They protect against illness and loss and earn Allah's pleasure. Finally, the last word, rahmah, mercy. Maintain a book of good deeds. Write down daily whatever good you receive from your spouse, no matter how small. Keep it in a place accessible to both and read it daily. This encourages each other to do good and to remember it at times when things are tough. Forget anything bad. Don't demand apologies, but always hasten to offer your own. Be gracious when your spouse apologizes, because one day you will need that grace yourself. Never remind about negatives from the past. Don't stockpile garbage, or you will have to smell the stink. Remember and be mentally prepared for tough times, materially, mentally, and spiritually. They will come, but if you are connected with Allah and recall the good you receive from one another, you will sail through them. Consciously thank one another and thank Allah. Anytime you feel you are getting a raw deal, look at someone who is worse off. Sadly, plenty of examples of that all around. Thank Allah for your spouse. If he or she is good, you should be thankful. If not, it's an opportunity for sabr, and Allah is with those who have sabr. So thank Allah always. Beware of hurting the pious spouse, for he or she is connected to Allah. If he or she is helpless against you and calls upon his or her Rabb, he will answer them. Never put yourself in that position where your spouse is making dua against you. Marriage is another word for adjustment. Adjustment means to understand that you have to give up something to get something. What you get in a good marriage is far superior to what you give up in terms of career, freedom, or friends. Never forget that. If you don't believe that, don't get married, because a marriage ruined for a career, friends, or freedom is suicide and hell on earth. Remember that Allah will reward you for every time you behave with sabr, so be patient. Nothing lasts forever, not even the bad time you're going through. A closed mouth gathers no evil. So speak good or remain silent. What you didn't say can't hurt you, so don't say it. Finally, remember that mercy is to return good in exchange for evil. Not good for good. We expect that from Allah. So give it to others. Rasulullah ﷺ said that Allah will show mercy to those who show mercy to others. Show mercy because you will also need mercy one day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill your life with grace and barakah and rahmah.